Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Happy Veterans Day, ladies and gentlemen. It's Veterans Day today, and the government is taking a day off. I think some of the Wall Street folks are off today. Some of them are not off. I think the bond market's off, but the New York Exchange is not. I don't know who's working, who's not. I know one thing. I know small business owners are working. You're like me. You're working today, aren't you? And that's what we do because we have to make payroll on Friday. But we are taking the time, all of us are or should take the time to reflect, as we're going to do today, to reflect on those people who have. And I'm giving you a fair warning. I'm going to pitch a broad tent here today. I'm going to pitch a big tent around this concept, the definition of veteran, and you'll understand what I mean. Let's talk a little bit about the history of Veterans Day. Veterans Day, as you probably know, had its origin in Armistice Day, which was first acknowledged by President Wilson all the way back in 1919 on the first anniversary of the signing of the Treaty of Versailles, which was the end of World War I in 1918. And that signing of that treaty took place on the 11th hour, in the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. Therefore, Veterans Day is always on, Armistice Day, I should say, in those days, was always on November the 11th. Okay, so that was Armistice Day, and it stayed that way every year. America celebrated Armistice Day, and perhaps other people did as well, Armistice Day. But it didn't become a national holiday until November the 11th, 1938, when Congress signed it, made it a law, made it official, a national holiday. Now, a few years later, in the 50s, Alvin King, who was a small business owner, he actually had a shoe shop. He was a small business owned a shoe shop in Emporia, Kansas. Alvin had a problem with Armistice Day. Al was so moved by the death of his nephew, who was killed in World War II, that he, along with the Emporia Chamber of Commerce, God bless our Chambers of Commerce, started a movement to rename and redefine Armistice Day as Veterans Day. He couldn't understand why we didn't have a day to honor, for example, his nephew. So his goal was to expand the recognition beyond those who served just in World War I. And he made it happen. He and the Chamber of Commerce, Alvin King and the Chamber of Commerce, made it happen. They actually went to Washington when all this was going on, and President Eisenhower made the change official. In 1954, Armistice Day became Veterans Day, and we've been celebrating that ever since. We've been celebrating all veterans of all wars, of all engagements, since then. But here's my question. Who should be recognized on Veterans Day? Now, if you're looking for a definition of a military veteran, good luck. There are several variations on that theme. I've looked. I've checked on this. And there's a good reason for all that. The veteran universe is associated with quite significant financial benefits issues. It's a very complicated situation. Who gets what benefits for what condition, what circumstance? So it's a very a veteran, technically, in the technical term, is a very complicated definition. And the sanctioning bodies, for that reason, have a stake in who qualifies as a veteran. But the most common technical definition of a veteran is someone who served on active duty while assigned to a U.S. Armed Forces unit. In other words, and typically for a period of time. Most of the time, they say 6 months or more. If you served on active duty in a U.S. unit over a period of time, say 6 months or so, that qualifies you as a veteran. That's typically the technical definition. But here's my question. Is there a case to be made for a practical definition of a veteran, especially at least on Veterans Day, as we're celebrating those who served. Isn't there a place to be made for a larger group to pitch a bigger tent to allow more people under that tent to recognize and to say thank you for the service of more people than just those who served through this, based on this technical definition? Let's hear what Adam Smith had to say. Adam Smith, 18th century genius, economic genius, the father of modern economics, in his book Wealth of Nations from 1776, he defined America's militia, the Minutemen, he defined them this way: those who turn from their primary citizen character into a standing army, end quote. That's from his book, The Wealth of Nations. He talked about the military, the Minutemen, as those who turn from primary citizen character, that's farmers and small business owners, into a standing army. This militia, the Minutemen of those days, like all those that followed, have been well represented by America's small businesses. And you know what I'm talking about. If you're not in that category, you know somebody who is, as I do, and as I am. So, should our modern militia, reserves, and National Guard be recognized on Veterans Day? Now, I'm not trying to be controversial here, folks. I'm just trying to pitch a big tent. And I believe the case can be made that they should be. And perhaps the justification for what I'm talking about, for pitching this big tent, can be found in Al King's. Remember Al King, the guy who got our Mrs. Day turned into Veterans Day? Perhaps it can be found in his justification, I mean, in his original motivation for what he did. The unit his nephew who died, the unit his nephew served in, was Company B, 137th Infantry, Kansas National Guard, Emporia, Kansas. So, now yes, it was a National Guard unit that got called to active duty. They got placed into combat where his nephew died. And so he was on active duty in a unit, in a combat situation. But that's where things get interesting for me. And when we come back after these messages, I want to talk a little bit more about expanding this big tent. And when we say Happy Veterans Day, when we recognize veterans, for me, my tent includes a lot of people, a lot more than the technical definition. And I've got more evidence, more proof after these messages. Happy Veterans Day to all who served. 20 after. Stay with us. Move to New York. New York's fine, but it ain't Doraville. Hell, the little things you say and do make me want to be with you. Rain on it's crazy feeling. Little Buddy Holly bringing this back, one of the classics. Still would like to imagine, still do imagine, what the world would look like if Buddy Holly had lived a long and fruitful life instead of a short and fruitful life. We miss him. Buddy Holly. Welcome back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Happy Veterans Day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out. We built it just for you. You got 15 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between. We've got something you can read or listen to there. And, you know, literally, you know, 15-second stuff. We got some 5-second stuff there. 1 minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 8 minutes. We got almost anything that you have, whatever time you have, whatever is on your mind. We've got something that we can use there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Happy Veterans Day. As I said, folks, it is Veterans Day, and we're celebrating veterans. And I'm pitching a big tent. I'm making the case for Veterans Day, recognizing everyone who wore a uniform. And here's my point for this, folks. As I said earlier, the technical definition of a veteran, the most common technical definition of a veteran, is someone who served on active duty for a period of time in a military unit, one of the armed forces, one of the armed services units, but not necessarily in a war, not necessarily in wartime, but you just served on active duty. You inconvenienced yourself for your government on active duty, for your country on active duty. Now, that was a good definition for a long time, because most, for generations, most able-bodied men were called to serve, and they did serve, and they served for a couple of years at least, if not more. Almost, you know, there was a time when that was the case. Today, our military is structured differently, isn't it? We have a smaller military, a more mobile military, a more high-tech military, and America and the world, in fact, relies heavily on the reserves and on the National Guard. The percentage of reserves and National Guard casualties in Iraq and Afghanistan have been comparable to the percentage of their numbers in the ranks in those locations. And that's what we've seen. And so here's my point. If a reservist or a member of the National Guard doesn't qualify technically for veterans benefits, let's say, but that doesn't mean that they didn't sign up and say, I'll make myself available to whatever the government wants me to do. If they send my unit, if they send me, I will go. If they're not called, does that make them any less of a veteran? I don't think so. In my terminology, in my attitude about celebrating people who serve, it again, I'm not trying to be controversial. I'm not trying to diminish the value of being a veteran at all. If you know me at all, you know that that's not my goal. But I do think that it's not appropriate for America to demand availability of National Guard and Reserve men and women, to demand that when they sign up, to tell them you could have to go in a moment's notice and fight and put yourself in harm's way, but I may not call you, but I may call you. You can't put people in that kind of a situation, many of them for years, many of them for 20, even 30 years. They made themselves available, but maybe they never were called, but they were always ready. I think we have to stop on a day like today and thank them for their service too, because, you know, there is no National Guard Day. There is no Reserve Day. There's only Veterans Day. And that's the reason why I'm pitching this big tent. And so if you're a member of the military, if you ever wore the uniform, and I wore it for 15 years, active and reserve, if you wore the uniform and you put yourself in a position where you could be called, I'm telling you, Jim Blassingame is saying to you, thank you for your service. Thank you for your commitment. Happy Veterans Day. I want to read something to you I read in the last hour. It's from an anonymous author, but it's very powerful, so pay attention. And these are my words. On this Veterans Day, I want to honor those who serve in defense of our freedom by considering this definition of a veteran. And this is the quote, folks. A veteran, whether active duty, retired, National Guard, or Reserve, is someone who, at one point in their life, wrote a check payable to the United States of America for an amount of up to and including my life. Think about that, folks. Think about that kind of a commitment. Up to a check made payable to the United States for an amount of up to and including my life. America has received this kind of a check from many different kinds of patriots who prepared themselves to be called to protect and defend their country. And on this Veterans Day, even those who weren't called, who made themselves available, who wrote the check but never had to cash it, even those people, on this day, I say Happy Veterans Day. Going to take a quick break. I'll be right back with David Adler, one of our Brain Trust members, after these messages. Stay with me.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.